bringing all your attention in from the past, in from the future, concentrating it, bring it all into this present moment. Now is the most important time. With your eyes closed, the one you're with is your own body. Other stuff is not important, just your body right now. And the most important thing is to care for your body. Relax it. So this is the most important thing in the whole world right now. Just you and your body. And you are caring. Caring so much that all your body relaxes. Tight parts open up. Knots of pain or irritation expand. And if you notice any part of the body which is tight, move it, relax it. Any part of the body which is itchy, scratch it. If you need to blow your nose, just blow. Cough, just cough. Just be kind to your body. Just like I mentioned earlier, a few people took this on board. Be a grandmother to your own body. Like my grandma would always give me chips whenever I wanted it. If your body wants something, you, grandma mind, give it to them. Not trying to heal or make better or improve, but just sheer kindness for kindness' sake. Until feel your body start to relax and become really comfortable. And when your body is comfortable, your mind becomes reasonably comfortable too. You're just being kind to your mind. Not trying to cure it of all its defilements and stuff, but just caring for your mind exactly as it is. So your mind feels cared for and valued. And you're beginning the meditation on kindness. Now, in order to develop loving kindness, I always like to say that it's like lighting a fire. You can't strike a match and hold it to a big log of wood and expect it to take the flame. You start by holding the match to some paper, which easily takes a flame. And on top of that paper, you put little twigs. On the twigs, later on, you put bigger twigs. And then maybe little branches, and then bigger branches. Until you've got enough heat of the fire that even the big logs can burn. Stage by stage, we increase our loving kindness in the same way. Starting with something very easy to generate loving kindness towards. For me, I imagine a little animal. You can join me in imagining an animal of your choice, a little kitten, or a puppy, or a rabbit, any little pet you may have which you love so dearly. If you haven't got an animal like that, or you're not very happy with animals, you can can imagine one of the teddy bears. Whatever it is, something which is easy to have feelings of loving kindness towards. That's why imaginary objects, or things like teddy bears, which you can add character to, gives you some way of getting this perfect little being to love and care for. When I say kitten, you can mean teddy bear, you can mean puppy, you can mean a child. You can be a child in your womb right now. Something which is so easy to love. You imagine that being. You imagine how much that being needs your help. and your love and your care. I imagine my little kitten being abandoned. It had been days without its mother, who was hungry, cold, and so terrified. The small little being in this world of huge beings. And it's been hurt many times. And I imagine seeing my little kitten hiding in a dark corner somewhere, cowering away from life because it's been hurt so many times. And I just notice its eyes, its green eyes looking at me, afraid, but knowing it must trust someone sometime. And maybe I am that person. And I try and reassure that little hungry, cold, lowly kitten, little being, I care for you. I will never harm you. My job, my joy is to protect you, to nurture you, to feed you and watch you grow, to look after you. Little being, I truly wish you happiness and well-being. And you don't just say those words, you follow them with their meaning. This feeling of caring and protecting and nurturing. The feeling which these words try to describe. And once I have that feeling of care, nurture, protection, I just send that from my eyes into the eyes of that little kitten. Reassuring, comforting. Until I feel I can extend my hand into that dark corner where the kitten is hiding. So it will let me touch her, to feel her cold, bony body, and to gently pick her up, to feel her tightness, her tension, still not sure, but letting me pick her up. Still looking at the eyes of that little abandoned, lonely, desperate little kitten, flooding it with loving kindness, compassion, care. I truly care for you. I will protect you, give you a safe place to sleep, feed you, bathe your wounds, see you heal. I look forward to watching you play and grow and see you happy again, little kitten. And I pick it and hold it to my chest and see its cold, rigid body become all soft as it accepts my love, as it receives my care and trusts in my protection. This little being can so easily be hurt, but I will never do that. I will use my strength and my power to care for you, to feed you. Little kitten, you have a friend. You have a companion who can take you through these fragile days of your first weeks in this planet. And look after you. And as you're holding this little kitten to your chest, you feel your chest area warm up. It's not the heat between you. It's this wonderful feeling of loving kindness coming from your heart region, which warms your chest as it passes through. Dear little kitten, the door of my heart's open to you. I will care. I will protect. I will love you. See this kitten get so soft, so relaxed. See its little eyes become free of all that fear. And maybe hear that little kitten purr for the first time in its life. As you protect and care and bathe it with your loving kindness, noticing that feeling in the chest get ever stronger, the tingle of loving kindness, the physical representation in your body of the feeling in your heart. And when you have enough loving kindness for your imaginary or real being, something which is so easy to generate these emotions, once that is strong enough, you can imagine the little being disappearing and another being taking its place, a real being, maybe the person who's closest to you in your life, a husband, a wife, a son, a friend, a parent. Imagine that being so close to you, as if they were standing right in front of you. Not perfect, but beautiful, like the trees in the forest. Dear partner, dear friend, dear loved one, I understand that you are just like that little kitten. You too can get hurt so easily. Life can be so cruel, and the wounds are sometimes so deep inside that a plaster or a bandage can't fix them. But I can. As you look upon your partner, your friend, you imagine these imaginary arms coming out from your side, going round their back and bringing them close to you, warming them with your warmth, healing their pain with your care. Dear friend, may you be happy and well. I would nurture you and care for you, look after you, forgive you. In this moment, I can't see any faults. They're there, the two bad bricks, but I'm just looking now at the 998 good bricks which make you beautiful. I truly care for you. I wish you happiness. I wish you joy. Your laughter makes me laugh. Your smile makes me smile. I care for you. I truly wish you well. The door of my heart is open to you. When you're afraid, you've got me to be with. When you feel hurt, my kindness can comfort you. When life rejects you, when you feel you're not good enough, come to me. I will love you for who you are. You are good enough in my heart. As you send these beautiful words of loving kindness in your own way to the person, the real person who's closest to you in this world, bathing them with this beautiful loving kindness. You can imagine this loving kindness, not just the tingling in your chest, but there's this beautiful, warm, glowing light coming from your heart. This golden glow of love is starting to bathe your best friend, your partner, the closest human to you in this world, bathing them, healing them, forgiving them, releasing all their fears and their pain. Dear friend, please receive my love unconditionally. I don't want anything back in return. Just to give is enough. As you bathe this person with this golden glow, this warm, healing energy of loving kindness, you can imagine going right inside of them, up their torso, through their heads and hands, down their legs, till every part of this golden energy of your love goes to every part of them, even into their invisible mental world, with all their fears, anxieties, the pain of their past, the injuries they've had. Bathe everything with your loving kindness, with your care, with your acceptance, until they relax too, until like the little kitten, in their own ways they purr, as you give this beautiful loving kindness to the person closest to you in this world. And when that loving kindness is strong, again I'm not talking about the words. The words are signposts, they point to something. See where this loving kindness is pointing to until you know that emotion, that power, that light. And without opening your eyes, imagine all the people sitting in this room, your fellow travelers on this journey of meditation. People you may have never known before, with whom you spend the last 9 days, friends on the path, who've gone through what you've gone through. I know I've talked to most of you, how you felt, other people have felt, your frustration is their frustration, their delight and joy, they felt that too. You've bonded just by being here. Without opening your eyes, send your loving kindness to everybody in this room. The monks, the nuns, all people, may you be happy and well. May you be free from any pain or difficulty or tension or strife. In this moment I care for you. Sending all my energy to you, everything I've built up over the last 9 days, I don't keep to myself. I share with everybody in this room. May all beings in this room be happy and well, find peace in their hearts, the peace where they don't need to be perfect, that they love themselves as they are, as I love you now, as I care for you. I don't want you to be different. I want you to be happy, free of pain, free of anxiety and fear, so you are happy and well. As you send this loving kindness, this incredible light, to everybody in this room, until this golden light fills up every corner, healing, soothing, releasing. And as you give that beautiful golden light to others, how does it feel inside yourself? The peace inside your own heart, the power, the meaning. As you're giving loving kindness to others, the more you give, the more you feel inside yourself. And don't let these four walls contain this golden energy of unconditional kindness and love to others. Let it break through the doors, the walls, and spread to this whole compound, to the Bianca, in the kitchen, to all the people who made food for you, to the kookaburras who are laughing, the animals, the ducks, to all people in this compound, and all beings, ones which crawl along the ground and fly in the air, the invisible beings, the real beings, may all beings in Jhana Grove who have looked after us, may we now look after you. We care for you. May you be happy and well, free of fear, realizing that we share this home with you. We care for you. May all the cockatoos, the parrots, all beings in this great forest receive our loving kindness, unconditional acceptance and respect. We care for you. We want you to be happy and well. May all beings be happy. And then you start extending the loving kindness further across the road to Bodhinyana Monastery, where many of you have sat meditation in that hall, to all the monks and the visitors over there. You've seen those two or three men in green there from the prison up the road. There are many people suffering so much in that jail. May all those people in green and the officers and everyone else who works there, we care for you. We truly want you to be happy and well. Please accept our unconditional love, healing, freeing. I forgive you so that you can forgive yourself, to learn, to grow, to move forward. You send this beautiful power, this golden light of loving kindness up to Carnet Prison Farm, to Bodhinyana Monastery. Going down the hill to Serpentine and the caravan park where one of you lives. May all beings in that area be free of pain, free of sickness. If they are feeling lonely, can you feel that right now someone is caring for you, thinking about you, wishing you well? Never underestimate the power of love to heal. As you spread this beautiful golden light of loving kindness over this whole vicinity, healing, soothing, in the same way you cared for that little kitten, now you care for all beings. And that golden light getting stronger as you spread it further afield, up to the city of Perth, down to Mandya and Bunbury, all the people in these great cities who are arguing with their loved ones, who are lonely, no one to look after them. The people who are enjoying themselves as well on a Sunday afternoon, morning, sorry. May all beings in this city, human and others, know that they're cared for. May all beings in this great city feel our love, so their pain gets less. Imagine their pain getting less in the hospitals, in the ICUs. Imagine them getting that little bit healthier because of the energy of your love, our love, which we're sending to them. Healing, liberating, freeing. All those people afraid, suffering the pain of anxiety. Know that you're cared for, so that you can relax, and your anxiety, your fear gets less. Until you spread this loving kindness so far, it goes beyond this part of Australia, to Adelaide, where some of you come from, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, beyond this continent, up to the countries of Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, over to New Zealand, over further north to Korea, over to UK, Europe, United States, covering the whole globe with our loving kindness. To the war-torn fields of Afghanistan, Syria, where people hold guns at each other's heads. May all beings in this world be friends. Trust one another, forgive one another, and care for one another. As this beautiful loving kindness gets stronger and stronger, healing, giving hope. In this beautiful friendship, not just between human beings, but all beings. May all beings on this planet be at peace, without pain or fear. Because in this moment, that's our gift to you. Because we love each other. This golden energy just healing this great planet, giving hope, giving acceptance, taking away the feeling of loneliness. This beautiful loving kindness goes around and into this world. May all beings be free of pain, free of fear and suffering. May all beings smile with me for no reason. And how does that feel in your chest now? There's one person you've missed out, and that's the person sending this loving kindness, yourself. Now bring all that energy in. Imagine yourself as if you are standing in front of a mirror. This person you've known as long as you've been alive, me. As if you're looking in the mirror, say to yourself, I care for me. Whatever I have done, whoever I have been, wherever I might go in the future, the door of my own heart will always be open to me. As you understand and respect yourself for who you are. You don't have to be perfect to be loved. That's His great power. So give your love, your full acceptance and your respect to yourself completely. Don't try and keep that part of yourself which you don't like outside your heart. The door of your heart, imagine your heart with a double door opening out. And these steps coming down like in the old aircraft. And at the bottom of those steps is that part of yourself which you've rejected and been afraid of. The part which has been hurt and abused. That lonely part of you like the rejected kitten hiding in a corner somewhere. Just wanting to be brought in. And imagine that shadow side of yourself walking up the stairs. Walking up the stairs and coming into your own heart. United. Never again to be pushed out. I love me. All of me. I care for me. May I be free of all rejection, all fear, all pain. May I be free of wanting to be something different. I love me as I am. As you imagine this beautiful golden light going right inside of you. Up and down, around, healing, accepting, freeing. As you give loving kindness unconditionally to all of yourself from the past into the future and now. Like coming home and being accepted. Being free. Just notice how that feels. Beautiful bliss, peace. Now we have to bring that loving kindness deep inside of ourselves. Imagine your heart like that lotus flower, fully open. And this loving kindness, like a golden, brilliant, shining, radiant ball, hovering above the white lotus. And then the lotus leaves, closing around it, protecting, keeping, so softly, so purely, this beautiful loving kindness inside your own being, waiting there to be used at any time, at any place, for anyone, including yourself. Stay there. I'm now going to give you the final blessing. Just listen. Don't do anything. No need to bring up your hands. Just stay there as I give you the final blessing. Gone over time. I always get people into trouble, but it's good trouble. So, I think you know what to do now. You've cleaned up your hearts, you've cleaned up your bodies, and now you've got to clean up the room. So, have a wonderful time. We'll see you on the next retreat, sometime, someplace, somewhere. Have a wonderful time. Very good. And those of you who want to ask for forgiveness, you're already forgiven. You don't have to do this ceremony of asking forgiveness, okay? You're all, as far as I'm concerned, you're forgiven for everything you've ever done in the last billion lifetimes. And you're forgiven for everything you do in the future billion lifetimes and everything you've ever done now. And I expect you to forgive me the same. So be at peace and spread all the loving kindness to all the people you meet in life, including deceased people. Okay, all done. Finish.